Welcome to the Ask a Swim Pro show. My name is Ferris Civetti, co-founder and CEO of My Swim Pro. And today we have a special guest. Chris Nikich and his coach have joined us on the Ask a Swim Pro show. Thank you so much for joining. How are you guys doing?
Farm. Great. Thank you for having us.
Awesome. So, Chris, you are now an Ironman. That's incredible. How do you feel?
I feel pretty awesome. I'm a friend and nephew and I'm part of the Ironman family. And I saw this morning that I put up a post on social media that I'm part of the Dan Green family with a cup of coffee.
Coach, how does it feel to work with an athlete to be an Ironman?
You know, it's an honor and a privilege to work with Chris. You know, he's the first person to do anything. He's literally changed the world for all those that have followed behind him and opened up a new world of possibility to everyone that has Down syndrome and intellectual disabilities across the world. So it's a real honor for me. Totally excited for him and what's yet to come.
Awesome. So Chris, tell me, what inspired you to do an Ironman?
It's my dream. I just live independent and got my own house. Find my own path to get my own car. Basically, maybe smoking a bottle.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Dream.
It's a very big dream. So, have you done triathlon before? Like, when did you do triathlon for the first time?
For the first time, I did triathlon 2 years ago, and I met the beach, and it's been a crazy island person. And that's why I've been here and being Korean part of summer and my brother too.
Beautiful. Great job.
So for those watching who are unfamiliar with Ironman, I mean, this is the longest, one of the longest forms of triathlon. I mean, 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike, 26 mile marathon run at the end. What was the training like? Like how many hours per week training did you end up doing?
So tell them how often you trained per day.
I trained 3 to 8 hours, you said.
How many days a week?
4.
No, you trained 6 days a week.
Oh,
so he trained on the minimum 3 hours, and the most you would train would be 1 hour, and that's 6 days a week with one day off. And there were weeks where we would go 13 days straight of training with one day off.
Wow. That's a lot of food after these workouts, I imagine, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Tell them what your favorite food to eat is. You know, lean forward so you can say, come for
it. I love to eat waffle house and P.F. Chang's.
Yes. He loves his P.F. Chang's and he loves his Waffle House.
P.F. Chang's and Waffle House. I love it. Awesome. Awesome.
They should be sponsoring him at this point.
Yeah. Where are the sponsors at? We'll let the info be in the description below. So if you guys are interested in learning more, we'll put all of the links. So tell us a little bit about Chris. I saw it on Instagram. You did a video. You were giving your medal to your mom. So tell us about what your family means to you and others than your coach and all those around you who support you. What does that all mean to you?
It means that it's kind of hard to be around and moms are sad, depressed, maybe frustrated, but now when I did the Ironman, I did the whole event. My mom, she sent angels for me, and she knew that when I did the work, she played a couple of pieces for me. And that's what I did for the novel.
Good job.
Wow. Wow. So tell us about the 1% better challenge. I saw this on Instagram. I saw it on your website. Tell us about what is the 1% better challenge?
So it's I started with 1% with you and what's called I did that and then I did 200 push-ups 200 dips and 2 squats by having a photo. But next year I'll be doing 500 for Kona next year.
Wow. So I was going to ask, you know, what do you have planned for next year and maybe the future, like 2021, 2022? What events are you looking forward to?
So in 2021, I'm looking forward to compete in the Hawaii, the state championship, and in my rematch, and I take that as a free card to go to USA Games here in Orlando, and if I win that, then I'm going to go to World Games in Tokyo. If I win that, then like I could do like more public speaking and be part of my family and my friends and spend time with my wife, who loves me dearly.
Awesome. So, Chris, you're an inspiration to so many, and I think especially in this year, 2020, it's been a really difficult year for a lot of people. So what advice do you have for others who are looking to either do triathlon or maybe not even do triathlon, they're just looking to push themselves and be 1% better? You know, what advice do you have for them?
Parents have been telling me that they're trying to spend this mountain. The doctors and the experts are saying that they can't do anything. And do much. So we decided not to listen to them, because they're physically wrong. So it's hard to put the lid off and say, look, we want every child with special needs to realize that we need to have a person every day to work hard and do smarter with pain. It's called fake pain. I call it blood sweat fear. In the cross body fear. With sweat covering the faces, they can go and wipe their faces. If it's blood on the knee or ankle or something, they go to the doctor and get medication.
Good job.
Yeah, wow. Chris, you have an incredible story, and you're such an inspiration to so many. So we're really excited to be able to share this story to others all over the world. And we'll link in the description of this video your Instagram account and also your website, so people can learn more about everything that you're doing and the 1% Better Challenge. But I want to say a final time, Chris, you are an Ironman. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you both for joining us on the Ask a Swim Pro show. Chris Nikic and Dan, his coach, thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys later. Bye.
Thank you.